Hello everyone, thanks for having me here. Today we're going to talk about retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, where it works, where it starts breaking, and whether knowledge graphs can help us with that. A couple of words about myself. My name is Mikita Kimarski. I'm a technical co-founder of a startup where we do AI agents for autonomous negotiations in procurement. So I've had a chance to explore different LLM-based architectures, including RAG and its extensions. Let's imagine a common scenario. You have a large knowledge base of unstructured documents, for instance, company policies. You would like to ask questions and get answers based on these documents. You, as a solution, you configured a RAG pipeline on top of that. First, everything looks great. You ask simple questions, get valid responses, but then questions become more complex. Questions that require connecting multiple documents, questions about contradictions, or about how something evolved over time. And suddenly, RAG cannot address that. This is what leads us to GraphRAG. But before talking about limitations, let's first align on what RAG means at all. So I'll call the default implementation Vanilla RAG in order to distinguish